So we're in Advent, and all the readings are going to deal with the future. This is the very meaning of the word Advent. And the future as depicted scripturally here is a somewhat terrifying one, because we believe, that when God does send Jesus back to instigate the kingdom here among us, is going to come with great fury. Why? Because there's so much in the world that resists the presence of God. And so we talk about the apocalyptic woes, which is what this passage from Luke is all about. So there's an essential antagonism between the future and now. And so during Advent, what I want to do is to try to point out some areas where that antagonism is located. And this thing that Danny read from Jeremiah offers a really good entree into that. The prophets were not predictors primarily. The word prophet just means I see the world the way God sees it. And the way God sees it, as we get it from Jeremiah by implication, is this is a fundamentally unjust place. And so the future, which is going to be brought in by this messianic figure, always when you hear something about the son of David or the branch of David, you know it's a kind of messianic text. So the Messiah is to work justice on the earth among us. That sounds nice and safe and remote. How does somebody work justice among us? It can't be imposed. Justice is not just some kind of condition or grid that God laid down on the earth. But rather, justice has to be created by us. Because we are the ones who are unjust. And so I just want to try to spell out how this might be construed. I said last Sunday, I think that one of the besetting characteristics of human life is our fragility. We really are so easily bent, misshapen by the world. And we come into the world totally innocent. And the hallmark of that condition is the mark of fear. That each of us lives under the sign of fear, a sign so pervasive and so familiar, I don't even recognize it most of the time, how much of my life is fear-driven. What other people think, my own incapacities, the list is very long. But above all, it's fear as a paralyzing condition which keeps me from acting justly. Fear is essentially fear for myself. Fear for some kind of antagonistic, dangerous figure out there. And therefore fear necessarily creates for me a kind of carapace, a shield. And that wonderful phrase of Luther, as good as any I know describing this thing, we are curved in upon ourselves. And so what Jesus is about in his own life, in his agency, in his own time and in our time for us, is somehow to do with a loosening of that fear. Jesus, as the great Latin American theologian put it constantly, is the liberator. Jesus is the one who liberates me from fear. So we have that magnificent statement of Paul, neither death nor life, nothing present, nothing to come, can separate me from the love of God? And if God is for me, then who can be against me? That's a statement of an altogether free human being who's able to act in response to the world in which he or she lives. A world that's bleeding, bruised, broken. To put it in another way, a world that's fraught with injustice. So first of all, I think the liberating moment is that growing awareness that the human condition as it exists right now is profoundly unjust. I look at myself, I'm comfortable. I have dog, I have CDs, I have videos, I have books and books and books and books. I have a job. I have an income. I'm all right, Jack, as that old English film had it. And my normal capacity is simply to settle down comfortably in that situation. What Jesus does is to point out the highly relative nature of that condition. Relative to the two-thirds of the world who don't have food or clothing or a home. And it's that's the beginning of freedom. That's the beginning of freedom. That's the beginning of the loosening of the cords wherein I bind myself to myself. Wherein, therefore, I'm able to begin to see where justice does not exist and to act in favor of justice. Clearly, there's no tiny, neat recipe for this. But rather, each of us in her or his own situation has to go through this process, this liberated process. Jesus means freedom, as Paul will say. And so, this is the beginning of that antagonism, that tension between the already and the not yet. This is where we're to locate the incompleteness of our world, primarily by a profound and active recognition of the injustice of our world, knowing that God acts, as the great Martin Luther King put it, the moral arc of the universe bends toward justice. To be persuaded by that is the beginning of the Advent task, I think.